Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and this week we will be learning two Mishnayos from Perek Gimel from the third chapter of Pirkei Avos. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Yudalid 14 and Tesvav 15. So Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudalid says, Hu haya omer, he used to say, who used to say? Rabbi Akiva, who was the subject of the previous Mishnah. Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzelem, beloved is man because he was created in the image, meaning the image of God. Chiba Yaseira, and an extra measure of love, know that lo Shenivra Betzelem, is that it was made known to him that he was made in the image of God. Shenemar, and it gives us a pasuk from Parshas Bereishis in the ninth parak, it says, Ki Betzelem Elokim Asas Adam, because in the image of God he made the man. The Mishnah continues, Chaviv and Yisrael Shenikru Banim Lamakom, beloved are Israel, because they are called children to God, to the Omnipresent One. Chiba Yaseira, an extra measure of love, Noda Lehem Shenikru Banim Lamakom, is that they were made known that they are called sons of God. Shenemar, and it quotes another pasuk, this time from the 14th chapter of Sefer Devarim, says, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, you are children to Hashem your God. Chaviv and Yisrael, Shenitan Lehem Kli Chemda, and beloved are Israel because they were given a precious vessel. Chiba Yaseira, and an extra measure of love, Noda Lehem Shenitan Lehem Kli Chemda, Shebo Nivra HaOlam, is because it was made known to them that they were given a precious vessel in which the world was made. Shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk from the 4th chapter of Mishlei, Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lechem, Torasi Al Tazovu, because I have given you good instruction, my Torah, do not forsake it. To explain this Mishnah, let us look in the commentary of the Bar Nora. Chiba Yaseira Nodalo, that man was given an extra measure of love. Rambam Perish, the Rambam explains, so the Bar Nora is quoting the Rambam. Chiba Yaseira Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'adam, Shehodio, V'amar Lo Re'eh Shebarasich B'Tzelem. He says, a greater love Hashem gave to man because he told him, and he said, look, I have made you in the image of God. Shehametiv L'chaveru U'meidiyu HaTova She'asu Imo, Mara Chiba Yaseira Yoter Mishe'ilu Heitiv Imo Ve'enu Chashev Ve'enav L'hodiyu HaTova She'asu Imo. Because it's a greater measure of love if somebody does a favor for his friend and lets him know that he did him a favor, rather than if you just do a goodness for some person, but that person isn't even important enough to you to bother informing about it. V'yesh lefarish, and it can be explained. Chiva yisera nodat lo, a deeper love, it is revealed to him. Chiva galuya umforsemes, that it's a love that is revealed and publicized. Shalo bilvad ahava Misuteris Hayalola Makam Baruchu Im Ha'adam, because God didn't only have a concealed, a secret love for man, El Avchiba Guluya Viyadua Lakol, but even a love that was revealed and known to everybody. Shine'emar Ki Lechach Tov, so the Mishnah says that I gave you good instruction. Call my Sibaratius, all acts of creation, Shine'emar Bo V'yar Elohim Ki Tov, regarding which it says God saw that it was good. Lo nivra ela bishvil haTorah shenikras lekach. These things were only created for the sake of the Torah, which is called instruction, as in the verse from Mishlei that was being cited. Kamada ad amar, as you say, and it quotes a pasuk in Devarim Perek Lamed Beis. Yarav kamatar lichi, my lesson drips like rain. So we see that Torah is referred to as a lesson, and all of the creation was made for the sake of the Torah. Moving on to Mishnah Tesvav. Hakol Tzafoi, everything is seen, or in this sense, foreseen. V'harshus Nasuna, and yet choice is given to us. So in other words, God knows what's going to happen, but we still have free will. U'batov ha'olam nidon, and the world is judged with goodness. V'hakol lefi rov ha'mase, and everything is according to the majority of deeds. What does this mean? For this, let's take a look in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Zeh ha-maymar kolo devarim gedolim ma'od. This statement, this Mishnah, contains some very great things. V'roi ha-ya zeh ha-maymar shi'eh l'Rabbi Akiva. And it makes sense, it's fitting and appropriate that this statement comes from Rabbi Akiva. V'zehu perusho b'ktsara. V'altanai sh'teta kol ma sh'kodim b'prakim ha-kodmin. And this is its explanation in brief. but it takes for granted that you know things that the Rambam explained in earlier chapters of the Shmona Prakim. Amar kol ma sheba'olam yadua etzlo yisbarach, v'hu masig oso. So Rabbi Akiva says in this Mishnah, everything in this world is known to Hashem, and he understands it. V'hu amaro hakot sofoi, and that's the meaning of his statement that everything is foreseen. V'yachar kach amar lo tachashuv, shebiyoso yadea hamaisim, yischayv ha'hechrach. He says, but don't think that just because God says something that your actions are locked in. Klomar, shiyeha adam muchrach b'masav, al hamaisim min hamaisim. This means to say that a person is not locked in to one out of multiple courses of action, that you're stuck in this track. Eina inyan kein, aval harishus biyat ha'adam b'mashiyaseh. It's not like this. Rather, a person has free will regarding what it is he's going to do. V'hu amaro harishus nesuna. And this is what Rabbi Akiva means when he says that free will, permission, is given to him. It's in his hands. Rotsa lomar, ko adam rishus nesuna lo. This means to say that every person has free will, a choice in his actions. Kamo shebiyarnu b'perek hashmini, as we explained in the eighth chapter, again, of the Shmona Prakim. V'amar shedin Hashem yisbarach im b'nei adam amnan hu b'chesed u b'tov lo kfi hadin haroy aleihem. And he goes on to say that God's judgment is merciful and good, and not according to the strict judgment that people have earned. Kamo shebir yisbarach midrachav, as Hashem has informed us regarding his ways. V'amar erach apayim v'rav chesed v'ames, that God tells us that he's long-suffering and that he's full of mercy and truth. V'amar razal, erech apayim v'sadikim l'rashayim. And the rabbis, Chazal, explain that long-suffering means with both the righteous and with the wicked. V'yamar ha-Navi, and the prophet says, although it's not a pasuk from Nevi'im, it's actually from Tehillim, it says, Tov Hashem l'kol, God is good to all. V'yakar chach amar, she'amalos lo yagiu la'adam l'fi rov godel hamasim, aval l'fi rov mispar hamasim. And he goes on to say that things don't come to a person based on the greatness of his action, but according to the majority of his actions. And that things come to a person through the repetition of his actions many times. Because through repeating actions, a person comes to have a strong acquisition of them. Not when a person does one great deed out of many deeds. Because doing a great thing once isn't going to give a person a strong acquisition of it. And to illustrate this, a person who gives 1,000 gold coins at once to one person who deserves it, but he doesn't give somebody else anything at all, the characteristic of generosity doesn't develop in this person. So the person who gave 1,000 gold to one is not going to develop the trait of generosity nearly as much as a person who gives 1,000 gold coins one at a time, because this repeated act of giving is going to cultivate the trait of generosity in a very strong way within him. The person who gave 1,000 coins in one shot only aroused his soul towards goodness one time, but then it went away. And the same is true with Torah. One who redeems a captive with 100 dinar, who gives charity to a poor person what he's missing with 100 dinar, is not the same as one who redeems 10 captives or fills the needs of 10 people, each with 10 dinar. So it's the same amount of money, but it's the repeated act that makes us cultivate the characteristic. And this is the matter regarding which he said that it goes according to the majority of one's deeds. Of a lolafi golda hamaisa, but not according to the greatness of the deed. So basically, in this sense, quantity is better than quality. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Tesvav. Join us next week when we'll be learning two Mishnayos from Perek Dalet.